The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We realize that if the Israelites in the time of Judges had sinned and they were being ruled by the Philistines, God had given them to the Philistines. Therefore, they were ruling and they had ruled over them for 40 years. They were now tired and went to God. We are tired. God in his infinite wisdom appeared to a woman who was barren. The angel came to her and said, told her that you are going to give birth to this man. He is going to be Israelite's savior. He is going to be Israelite's savior. He will rule over the Philistines.
But
these are the instructions for the boy. Do not raise him in terms of, do not cut his hair. You shouldn't eat anything unclean, and he shouldn't eat anything unclean. Do not drink any wine or fermented drink. This was the instruction that God had given the woman and the husband before Samson will come.
Now,
lo and behold, the Israelites already in Deuteronomy had been given a command that they should not intermarry with the other foreign nations. But something grew up in the promises and in the power that God had made. He was a very strong man. He would beat everybody. Because it is the power of God that is working in him. But the Bible makes us to understand that when Samson was growing up, and he became a man full of age, Samson went down, and he went down into valleys. On one of his ways that he went to look for a woman, he was attacked by a lion. He killed the lion and he put the lion somewhere. So when he had compulsory forced his parents that he wanted a Philistine woman, who God and the mother and father knew that it was against the rule of God for some sin to go down and marry a Philistine woman. But the mother and the father were confused as to whether it was the will of God or not the will of God. But you see, Samson's lust, his lust, went after the first woman that he, marriage didn't work. He went down to another. And the Bible makes us to understand that even when Samson was at the first marriage, Samson went and took the honey from the carcass that was there. That honey that he took was unclean. It was against God's commandment. It was against God's commandment. Do not eat anything unclean. But something took in the honey. Because it was sweet. Because it was sweet. And he gave some to the parents. And the parents also eat. But he did not tell them that it was from a carcass. We need to be careful of the things that sweetens us. The things that make us happy. The things of the enemy that we look at and it entices us. Because most of the time, those are the things, very things that God had instructed not to go there. But Samson followed that. He went down again. Now he went into a valley. He found a woman who was called Delilah.
Delilah
was much stronger than the first one.
The
lust after Samuel, the love that Samson had for Delilah was so strong. When you have had graces upon your life, if you don't take care, maybe for the last time, the grace will end. God's grace may end. And it will end at a time that you are not expecting it to end. Because he had disobeyed. He had disobeyed. From the Philistine woman. From the carcass. These are the things that were hindering God from having his full person.
Personality.
He had eaten something unclean. He had gone down to a Philistine woman. And this time round, it did not favor him. He told all the secret that God had said before his birth. And Delilah cut and raised the hair of Samson. That ended Samson's authority over the Philistines. Marriage can end what God has given to you. It can take it away. Association with the wrong person. Association with the wrong person. Samson was not supposed to go there. He had nothing to do with a Philistine woman. But he couldn't control the lust and the desire, the evil desire in him. And it stopped God from using Samson. For 40 years, the Philistines had been ruling over Israel. And it was time for the deliverer to also rule over the Philistines. When God had given them the deliverer, the deliverer was intercepted by Delilah. The deliverer was intercepted by his disobedience. Disobedience can cause us not to reach where God intends us to reach. This year 2022, let not disobedience cause you not to reach God's intended purpose for your life.
Amen.
Amen. Let not disobedience to the word of God cause you not to inherit your birthright. Samson sold his birthright on a silver platter. He sold the deliverance of Israel on a silver platter. It wasn't just about himself. Because the whole Israel was dependent on Samson. So he sold the birthright of the nation Israel on a silver platter. Because of lust. Because of lust. Because of a woman. Because of a woman. We need to be careful of the things that will intercept us from getting to where God has intended for us. Tonight we're going to pray that we will not allow ourselves that for association to draw us back. We will not allow ourselves for marriage to draw us back. Our evil desires will not intercept with what God has planned for us. Whatever that has been stuck and projected by the enemy, we're going to stop that till tonight. 2022, we will disallow whatever the enemy said against us. And so far as 2022 has a name, we will command it to disallow any evil thing from coming to pass.
Amen.
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 So tonight we're going to pray that God will help us. We will allow ourselves for God to use us. We will allow ourselves for God to have His way in us. We will allow ourselves to be instruments for God's purpose, for our lives and for our families. Because if you fail, if you don't take care, your children will fail. Amen.
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 When you go home, you can take your time and read the book of Judges, chapter 13, 14, 15, and 16.
Now, when you do fear, you have a trainer can kind of attend more home by 2 minutes.
Samson's strength was drained one time. Samson's strength was sapped one time by Delilah. It was sapped. It was sapped. He sold it on a silver platter. Before he could say Jack, it was gone. It was gone. He said, I will arise up again and shake myself. And I will shake myself as the former. He shook himself. But the strength was gone. The strength was gone. Amen.
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 2022.
I fear you know.
May we store the strength of God.
Amen.
Whatever God has given it to us, any gift God has given us, you and I will hold it.
Amen.
You hold it.
Amen.
Begin to pray. If you can pray in tongues, begin to pray in tongues. Begin to pray in tongues. Begin to pray. If you can. If you can't, just begin to pray. Yes, I can't.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
My Father in heaven, my Father in heaven, 2022, I want to be obedient, to your word, 2022, help me, to be obedient, to your word. Begin to pray now, begin to pray. Yes, O God, my Father in heaven, 2022, help me to Lord, help me Lord, help me to be obedient to your word, help me to be obedient to your word, help me to be obedient to your word, help me to be obedient to your word. Yes, O God, yes, O Lord, help me to be obedient to your word, help me to be obedient to your word, help me to be obedient to your word. Yes, O God, help me to be obedient to your word. Yes, O God, 2022, help me, O Lord, my Father in heaven, help me to obey to your word, help me, O Lord, help me to obey to your word. Yes, O God, my Father in heaven, this year 2022, I want to be obedient to your word. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Pastor Richard, just give me this thing. Psalm 119 verse 133. Direct my steps by your word. Do not let sin dominate me. Psalm 119 verse 133. Direct my steps by your word. Do not let sin dominate me. The Lord should direct our steps. The Lord should direct our steps this year. Should not let sin rule over us. Because it is the sin that dominates us. that becomes our hindrances. It intercepts God's power and God's plan for our lives.
My Father in heaven.
2022. Direct my steps. Direct my steps. By your way. Begin to pray now. Yes, O God. Yes, O God.
I command it.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Any association, any lifestyle,
Yeah,
In Jesus' name. If someone had told Samson that Delilah was an agent, Samson would have not believed it. The moment the Philistines got to know that Samson's love has entered into Delilah's house, they said, ah, that is our trap.
We're
going to pray that anybody around us, any agent around us that has been sent to destroy us, but he is pampering or she is pampering us now. The Bible says that Samson's, let her put Samson's head on her lap.
A woman's lap.
A woman's lap. That was Samson's downfall. My Father in heaven. Any enemy. Any enemy. Any agents. Any agent. Around me. Among my friends. In my house. At my workplace. In the church. In the church. That wants to destroy me. That has been sent to destroy me. But it is pampering me. But it is pampering me. But it is pampering me. Tonight, expose that agent, expose that agent, expose that agent, and cut him off, and cut him off, and cut him off, and cut him off. Yes, begin to pray. Every agent of darkness, every enemy around us, in our house, in the church, in our family, at our workplace, in our home, in our home. That is pampering us. But it's an enemy. Expose them. And cut them off. Expose them. And cut them off. Expose them. And cut them off. Expose them. And cut them off.
The Yakaya Balaba, the Yakaya Balaba, the Yakaya Balaba.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'm going to pray that every wrong information that has been, any information you have let out that is being used against you, let the blood of Jesus wipe it off from their minds. Samson just said, it is my hair.
Now, Samson can say,
it is my hair. It is my hair. Because she had lied to the woman two or three times. So when the woman decides to push you to the wall, that was her downfall. That was her downfall. So we're going to pray that any information that we have let out, any information that you have said,
I will not be at you.
Let the blood of Jesus wipe it off.
The
irony is sometimes you said it jokingly. You said it jokingly. You were not meaning it. You are all playing. And you said it. The worst of this, someone may decide to help you. And the person says, oh, the last time he said A, B, and C, that your helper is gone. People have lost their helpers because of their jokingly uttered some words, and that was
the
end. Some have caused confusion between business partners. Some have brought people's businesses down. Some have even collapsed people's marriages. My Father in heaven. My Father in heaven. Any information. Any information. That I have said. I have any words.
Any words.
That I have uttered. I have uttered. That is being used by the enemy.
That is being used by the enemy.
That is being used by the enemy. Against my life. Against my ministry. Against my job. Against my finances. Let the blood of Jesus wipe it off.
Wipe it off.
Wipe it off.
Wipe it off.
Begin to pray.
I have said, but any protection, anywhere, I have not been, that is being used against my life, against my home, against my business, against my marriage, against my career, against my life, against my wealth. Yes, Lord, by the blood of Jesus,
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our next step, we're going to pray against dryness and sapless. Delilah was a
drainer.
He sapped Samson's power. By the time she was finished with Samson, Samson had become an ordinary man. She sapped Samson's strength.
The
verse should be Hosea
7:9.
Hosea 7:9. Delilah was a dreamer. There are certain sometimes that we know we are working hard, but we are not seeing the profit. We are not seeing any promotion.
You are working
hard. You know you are working hard. But no promotion is coming. It is you who is seeing that you are working hard. Your boss is not seeing anything. He is not seeing anything. The enemy has sapped everything. It's become dry. Sometimes we take CVs, curriculum vitae, resume. I will be going for job office to office. I will be looking for job. You go and put it for you. You know, first class or second class upper. You know, ask for this certificate. When I put it down, it should fetch me a job.
When my body cut, I go and I say, "What was the what? My body cut the guitar of Pedima." When him say, "Can I take guitar?" We say to me, "My only job be teach to be here." Now, so
in your eyes, the CV should get you a job, but in the man's eyes, the CV is nothing.
There
is nothing in the CV. It is just ordinary English words. Or ordinary French words. You can have a business where we think the business should be hitting a mark, hitting some point right now. But the strength of the business has been wiped off. It has been drained. So the company is just there. Your discussions are there. Your business discussions have been drained. You think you are talking sense and you are making more, knowledge and everything is coming out. But the person listening to you is so what did he say? You know that you are giving your all in all. But the person asks you, what did you say? Every strength of your conversation has been sapped, drained, emptied. We are going to pray that any agent or power that has drained or that is projected to drain, which person, that person or agent should be destroyed. And after that, we call for restoration. Amen. You agree with me? You agree with me?
Yes.
Because you can't work for 10 years and be at the same place. You can't work for 5 years and be at the same place. We are not seeing any promotion. We are not seeing anywhere. No. There must be, according to the law of growth, even when you plant a seed, when you put a seed in the ground, it should come up. Amen.
Amen.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father.
Any agent of darkness.
Of
darkness.
That has drained me.
That has drained me.
Or
projected.
Or
projected. To drain me.
To
drain my family.
To drain my
ministry.
To drain
my job. My business. My business. My finances. My finances, be destroyed by the plan. By the plan, be destroyed. Begin to take authority and destroy. Destroy every gender. Every gender, be destroyed. Be destroyed. Yes, Lord. Every agent. Every agent. Every power. Every agent. Every power. Every agent. Every power. That has strengthened me. That has strengthened me. That has strengthened my ministry. My job. My finances. My career, my business, my home, my finances, my marriage, any power, The Bible makes in Judges chapter 6 said, when Samuel was sitting down, they forgot that the hair was growing again.
Now,
they know that someone's strength is the hair. But whilst he was sitting down, the hair was growing again.
Now, what if he said, now who are they any nitiwin? In 21, no one him said.
He asked for God's mercy. And
the
Bible says he killed more than he had killed throughout his life. God gave him his last power. And he died with the Philistines.
For us, we are
not dying with them. No, we are not dying.
But
we are praying for restoration. That whatever that has been drained by the enemy, be restored. Be restored. We take it back. My Father in heaven. My Father in heaven. Anything of mine. Anything of mine. My marriage. My career. My business. My profit. My life. That has been drained. That has been drained.
That has been drained.
By the enemy.
By the enemy.
Be restored. Be restored.
Be restored.
I take it back.
Be restored.
I take it back.
Be restored.
I take it back. Begin to take back. Begin to take back. Pray for restoration.
Restore.
Restore. Restore. Restore. Restore. Restore. Yes. Restore. Yes. Sakaba. Ratokoyama. Restore. 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 Yes. Lord. Restore. Restore. Whatever that has been drained. Whatever that has been drained.
Restore.
Restore. My Father in heaven. Restore it, Lord. Restore it, Lord. I take it back. 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 Masakaya baba dabe. Ratokotowaya ba. Be restored. Be restored. Be restored. Be restored. Be restored. Be restored. Ratakaya baba dabe. Ratokoto. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's take our time and stop. Let's take our last topic. We're going to pray the prayer that he led us to pray last night. If you can write it, Jeremiah 32, verse 27, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9. We are not going to read it because of time. Jeremiah 32, verse 27. Hebrews 12, verse 9. I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? When it comes to the Hebrews 12, 9, say, I am the Father. The Hebrews 12, they say, I am the Father of all spirit. And he made us to understand that when anything that is spirit, if it is spirit, God is the God, the Father of all spirit.
Now,
if it is flesh, he is the God of all flesh.
Se bibibia e haye mbia no se ye honhom a nyame ne honhom nyina agya e ye honam so a
he is the Father of all spirits.
Aye honhom nyina agya
he is live
honam nyina so
my Father in heaven,
every covenanted enemy
who has planned
or planning
to sabotage my work, to sabotage my business, to sabotage my marriage, to sabotage my career, my education, my wife, any saboteur. I summon them to the God of all flesh, and Father of all spirits, begin to summon them. Every covenanted enemy, from my Father's house, from my mother's house, from the church, from my environment, in my house, wherever, every covenanted enemy, Satan comes to sabotage my way, to sabotage my life, to sabotage my business, to sabotage my ministry, tonight, yes, Begin to thank the Lord for the victory. Father, we thank you, Father, we bless you. We honor you, Lord. We glorify your name. We exalt you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the adoration. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the victory. 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 Yes, so Lord. We bless your name. Father, tonight we want to say thank you, Lord. We honor you and glorify you for once again what you have done in our lives, Lord. We thank you, O Lord, that tonight, O God, that you have restored us. Whatever that has been lost has been restored. Whatever that has been drained has been restored. Tonight, O God, we thank you. Father, we have agreed and we have said, O God, we want to obey your word. We want to obey your word. We want to walk, Lord, in the steps of the righteous, Lord. Father, that tonight, O God, it will be one with this. It will be one with us, Lord. It will be one with us. We pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, 2022, it is our year. 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 And therefore, no power can usurp us, Lord. No power can drain us, O Lord. No power can take what belongs to us. Because, Lord, you have given it to us. You have given it to us. You have given it to us. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you, Lord. Father, we give you the glory. We thank you for what you have done. And thank you for what you continue to do. We bless you, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Yeah.